Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Super fantastic.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. Gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 10, 2020. Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is another marvelous morning, Monday morning, to be that exact. So, Ray, I heard you send some stuff out over the weekend. Is that true?
Yes, I stand guilty as charged.
Okay.
Sunday update. The economic file will be the largest file Prime Minister Al-Qaddimi discusses with President Trump in Washington on August 20. The Iraqi News is saying they are hoping great successes from the meeting in Washington. Thousands of protesters have blocked all entrances to the Green Zone and demanding their rights. They are now saying that Al-Qaddimi needs to do the economic reforms now. That's it.
You think he's paying any attention to him?
Time will tell.
All right, guys. That's about the most exciting news we had over the whole weekend. Everybody's still at the bank. I'm just giving y'all an update. Except for Texas. You know where they are. No, they're at the bank. I mean, other people are still at the branch. Okay. Let me clear it up. Texas is at the branches at the bank. Everybody else is at the exchange centers and the call centers. And they were there over the weekend, and they're extremely quiet this morning. Doesn't mean it's happening today. I'll tell you guys, it didn't happen Friday right after 4. I didn't think it was going to happen until Tuesday. And I still don't think it will happen before Tuesday. Probably our first opportunity. Exchange locations, and people still think it's going to be this week, though. Now, just so you guys know, Jesse, it should have been last Thursday. That's when everybody was told it was going to go. And then Friday, we thought we were going to see it, which we didn't. And I was talking to Ray this morning. We were talking that the only thing I didn't like about this whole thing, Thursday, Iraq was supposed to go to Washington. Initially, that's when they were going. Now they're not going until the 21st. So I hope we're not waiting yet till then. But bank people, everybody except for Texas, still think it's going to happen this week. There's no rates on the screen. He said he can't see any rates at all. So nobody thinks they have changed. We do know Friday again that supposedly money movement was completed throughout the country. And I don't mean with these other idiots to tell you to pay masters and everything else. And this guy got paid, and that got paid, and they even got paid 100 million times, but nobody's paid. I mean, filling up bank vaults, filling up ATM machines, moving $100 bills from the Treasury throughout the country. Because when I say they completed their money movement on Friday. So with that, let's do what we do, Ray. Who's first?
First is Vicky. VTX, I understand to hold 50% back for possible taxes, but how long do we need to hold it back for the taxes if they change their mind and decide taxes will be charged? If it RVs this month, do they have till the end of the year, or can they charge taxes 3 or 4 years after it RVs?
Well, you're going to have to talk to a tax professional and get tax law. How long that can happen. But we were told again Friday by people who already exchanged, they have not been taxed. People out of D.C. who know that this will be a non-taxable event. That's what we were given on Friday. Or was it Saturday? One of them. Anyway, non-taxable event, and no one has been taxed so far. Okay? What's next?
Ace Grove says, "Hooray when we call the 100 number. Will we be told if our appointment is with a Tier 1 bank? If not Tier 1, would other banks likely also have contract rates? Thank you."
I think, and I'm not sure, guys, so nobody knows that, because I don't know Tier 2, Tier 4, Tier 5 banks that are even going to be doing this exchange, especially not here to start with. So I don't know who has contract rates. You will be told who your appointment is with, because I think they're going to ask you, is there a bank that you prefer when they're setting up your appointment? So you will know who your appointment is with, yes. All right, what's next?
River Rat says, "Trust deposits, is money taxed when you take it out of a trust account?" Yes, to the recipient, taxes income if you're receiving it direct. Okay, Firecracker says, "When I have negotiated for an exchange rate higher than what was initially offered, will I need to sign a bank NDA?
Yes, that's when you sign an NDA. When you got a price higher than what the general public's rate is.
All right, Big Daddy says, "Will the Prime Minister of Iraq make a stop at the UN before he goes to the meeting in Washington?"
First of all, I'm the only Big Daddy that I know, and I didn't say nothing like that. So he got an issue, and I do not have the Prime Minister's itinerary yet to know every stop that he's going to make.
All right. Jim in KC.
Okay.
Okay. Jim in KC says, "Last week, when the Treasury guy confirmed this as non-taxable event, did he also tell you when or where that information will be made available in print form for all of us to have?"
No, he did not. You're going to have to check with your tax professionals, guys, to do that. All right.
Most of us have never paid quarterly taxes. If this RV is in August and we start getting interest on our accounts, which is taxable, do either of you know when that first payment would be due to the IRS?
No, I don't know due date. If you got it in August, the first quarter is going to end in December, and you have to do your taxes then. I don't know the exact date. It's quarterly. Go ahead.
You start receiving interest in November and December.
No, he said if we got this in August.
Right, you start getting interest on it. It's your first interest payment until, October or November?
Yeah, September, October.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about September.
It's
August. September, October.
So August is September. And then, next quarter is October, November, December. What's going on in the fiscal year? And then they pay every 90 days, every quarter, four quarters in a year. You're going to make four tax payments every year.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much interest you're going to be receiving to even warrant a quarterly estimated tax payment on it. So your tax person can answer
listen,
that for you.
Listen, so you guys know, I owe $1,000 a year. They pay quarterly taxes based on what they're doing. So you guys are going to be making millions of dollars getting this interest. You're going to be paying quarterly taxes. Well, she's a doctor anyway, so she does. But that's what you guys need to think about. If you're making millions of dollars on this exchange and you're collecting your interest, you will be paying quarterly taxes. Now, to be absolutely positively sure, all you have to do is call the IRS and ask them at what dollar amount do you start paying quarterly taxes, and you will know. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
Manna 40 says, as shown in the Netflix documentary Dirty Money, our government confiscated all precious metals back in the 30s. Why would anyone want to put their money into something that could be confiscated at any time and put us back where we were before the RV?
I have no idea, because I personally don't believe in it. But to each his own.
Okay. Let me see. I don't know how to pronounce this name. DDICAR639. Anyway, the question is, Ray, whose grandma did you slap? Well, your question,
okay,
sir or ma'am, is 4 days too early. Today's just Monday. I said if the RV doesn't happen by Friday, I'm going to slap somebody's grandma. But I meant Friday coming up because I said it on Friday, so I meant a week from Friday. All right, TLE Mask says, if Texas is not at their RV place, will you notify us when they are called in? Yeah. We've said that before. We've done that before. Okay. Yep. Sunstar says, number one, any news or updates if the CBI governor is still going to be replaced this month?
Haven't seen any information saying that or who it's going to be. He did say it was on the, I think on the 15th he was supposed to be, but no updates, no further information.
Everything in place for electronic trading between Iraq and the international community?
No, they had an issue yesterday with opening up their trading. They said it was a technical issue, so it was supposed to go back live yesterday. We'll have to wait and see what happens today. Other than that, yeah, there was another bank article that came out that said they were going with, I can't remember the name of the bank. Anyway, they do $15 trillion in global trading, but Iraq is just connected up with them, which was a good thing. Hold on, because somebody sent it to me.
All right. Are you looking for anything? No. You said hold on.
No, no, go ahead. That's okay.
All right. Are you looking for anything to go into the Iraqi Gazette to become official law before our blessing?
No, I'm not looking for anything, guys, because everybody is telling me that it's done, it's happening, we're processing it right now, and that what was going on with the Treasury and the money being printed and moved, because it was a go, and they just said it was being rolled out slowly, and that because money was moved and being put in position for us to do the RV. So, no, I'm not looking for any laws, any decision. All their banking laws have been completed. As we saw, Curtis Sand has an agreement, even though we don't know about it. I think it's going to be announced with the reforms, so at that same time. So there's nothing I'm really looking for except for it to happen.
All right. Per the release of the dinar, how big of a part are the countries in the Middle East playing on this roller coaster ride?
Besides the release of the dinar, how big of a part? Well, they're all going to benefit from the dinar, if that's what you mean. They're all going to have their currencies adjusted, but none of them are making their decisions on whether or not it goes. But when
okay.
It goes.
All right, E-Man 007 says, the U.S. Federal Reserve announced on Monday how much each large bank that underwent its 2020 stress test will have to hold in additional capital. Any implications to the RV with this announcement?
None that I know of. I look at it, and like I said, they do that annually or maybe a couple of times a year, give the bank the stress test. So there's nothing to point to or restrict the RV.
Okay. Race car fan, 1953.
What?
My wife. That's his name. Race car fan, 1953. That's the member's name.
Oh, okay.
The English here is kind of messed up, but basically saying he's been married for 46 years today. I guess that might have affected his English. Some of these words not spelled right. But happy anniversary,
well,
race car fan, 1953.
I'm going to say we play birthday songs on here, not funeral songs. But go ahead. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, 46 years. That's great.
That is good. All right.
As Too Smooth from Detroit, Michigan, and Jitterbug are known for saying, how long? Too long. Anyway, Ronnie says, my wife is a grandmother, so should I keep her hidden in the basement this week? She can roam free until Friday. If something doesn't happen by Friday, you might want to...
he might be saying he wants you to do something. I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. So that's it for the questions on the board. Let's go to the live folks. First caller, 865 area code.
Happy Monday to you guys. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hi there.
Appreciate
Good
your
morning.
Continuing. Continuing to help us connect the dots here. I was curious your confirmation that this should have been last Thursday, then it should have been on Friday. Also, that leads to my curiosity of what sort of rationale / excuse reasoning did your sources give you for why this happened in that, or did not happen as the case may be? Did they give you any?
They didn't give me
reason? They just
any
said it didn't.
Excuse at all. Because I didn't talk to him over the weekend or this morning, which tells me something or nothing. It's complicated, but they felt, yes, it should have been Thursday, and it wasn't. They said, okay, that's right, then tomorrow we're done, and here we are. So we'll have to wait and see what kind of explanation we get.
Okay. In the past, it's been some time now, you had really kind of alerted us that with each delay, stoppage, or whatever, that penalties were being assessed to the entities that were causing the delay. Are they giving you any further reference that that's still happening, or is that something that you haven't really heard much about lately? Because I'd be interested in what sort of penalties and what kind of impact that could be having on the whole process.
Okay, I don't ever really get that, but some other guys are telling you that penalties and fees, and they've gone to the world court and they're assessing this for every week that they don't do it and all that BS. What I did know about and have known about is the government is paying the bank, and they pay them every time they bring their employees in. They pay them for sitting around. And they've been paying them, and that's when Texas initially refused to send their people in, said they weren't doing it anymore because they hadn't got their payment. And now they have. So we haven't heard about that issue actually in a couple of years, but that was the U.S. Treasury paying our banks because that was part of their contract and agreement to keep bringing their people in, putting them up in hotels, buying them dinner, doing all that stuff that they used to do for them all the time, and paying the employees to work over the weekends. So that's the only fees I know about or only time it was a true issue at all about any fees. Okay.
Appreciate that. Given all of these delays and everything else, what are your folks saying with respect to the length of time that we can be expecting for NDAs for those of us who would be signing that? Because we've heard, you know, that last time it seemed to be like 90 days. Are they finding that that could end up being shortened? Are you hearing anything along those lines?
Don't know. That's a good question, though.
So Inquiry minds would like to know.
Today, what, I know they did sign NDAs, though. So I didn't even ask them the length of time.
Okay. And to answer the question of the bank that the Central Bank of Iraq had that the deal with, it's a Euroclear bank. That was in the paper about signing some kind of agreement with them, just for your information and clarification there. So 10 days,
right.
Whenever
and
this happens.
On the level with other international banks and countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And, of course, when I was saying that and reading it, my dinar-colored glasses were getting rosier and rosier, saying that they're getting more into the international ranks, and that's exactly what we're wanting to have them do. So 10 days from whenever this happens, and we know you guys are going to tell us when it's happening, that's when we will have our TNT Super Fantasticker Pay It Forward project. And, again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. It's getting clearer and clearer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Let me see. You remember Wild Man Steve, Tony? Wild Man Steve? No.
Yeah, he was a wrestler. Like in the 80s, I believe it was, wasn't it? Wasn't it Wild Man Steve? Anyway, this might be the same guy because he's 65 now, celebrating the birthday. So this might be Wild Man Steve from back in the day. But anyway, happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday. And it seems like I'm getting some mixed signals on birthday greetings for Joshua. But just so everybody in chat knows, Joshua is a female. She's just using her son's name to protect the innocent. I know that can be a little tricky for some of you folks in chat when you see the name Joshua. But... oh, so today is her birthday. Well, somebody put not today. Okay. That's confusing. All right, so it is Joshua's birthday. And Joshua, again, is a female using her son's name in the chat room. To log in as
okay.
Joshua.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you. Bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday to Joshua. And he wants to make sure that everyone knows she is 36, 24, 36. So, happy birthday to you. Okay.
Wait, is that looking in the mirror or looking in a Coke bottle? But go ahead.
951 area code, you are on. 951.
Nope, not today.
Okay, we'll go to 754. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony, from sunny South Florida.
Good morning.
I hope you both had a great weekend. A couple of things I want to ask. First of all, our banks here in my county, Broward County, Bank of America had most of their branches closed. Last week, the branch that I've used for years is now open. However, for the first time ever, they have a security guard in there. Do you think that they're now putting security guards in because they're anticipating this RV, or security guards to make sure people are adhering to the COVID and CDC rules?
Probably because of COVID would be more likely. I mean, if you're actually having an issue, because, I mean, we have restrictions at our bank, or my bank, and they don't have a security guard there. People just follow the rules. Now, Florida might be a little bit different. They may need that extra incentive to follow the rules. But when the RV occurs, there'll be more than one security guard there, because they're going to have one in the parking lot, one on the inside, if that branch is even going to be an exchange center. So I would look at it more as COVID than anything else.
Okay. And with some reference to the speech that Trump made over the weekend.
Wait.
That was my door. My doorbell rang. With reference to Trump's speech over the weekend, where he talked about that we have all this unused money for what he wants to do, do you think he was referring to that exchange stabilization fund we have, or possibly that the RV is imminent when he talks about unused money that he has available to do what he wants to do?
Okay, so to be fair, I did not listen to his speech, first of all, okay? And to even think about it, unused money in the government is like people asking you, do you have extra money? And I'm saying, what is extra money? I don't even understand what that is. Money is money. You have it or you don't, but extra money. So think about this. We have unused money, but he didn't have enough money to build the wall. And had to do that when there's money just laying around. We got unused money, and they're scraping and fighting right now, first through the first stimulus package, and now through this one, and they're saying they don't have enough money to continue paying the $600 a week and barely have enough to pay the $200, but we have unused money. So I don't even understand where unused money is. We have so many programs that can't be funded, but there's unused money laying around somewhere? I don't know. But I didn't hear the speech, to be fair.
All right, because I did, and I know that there is a fund sitting there that the government uses at its own discretion. So I didn't know if the RV happened this week, that would be the money she was referring to. And do we need, does Iraq need, will Kadhimi need his approval to go forward, or is it just strictly the CBI that has to approve this RV? And does it have to be done prior to him coming?
Always could do it on their own if they could get it past the U.S. because we have veto power in there. And the U.S. has been the one country that has stopped the RV from happening. Iraq would have did it a long time ago. They didn't even care about the corruption or, you know, the stealing in the border or people stealing the money. Maliki would have did it and tried to do it. Everybody else, so they could steal the money, because they could hide it at the time. So the U.S. stopped that. Whether Bush didn't let it go, Obama definitely didn't let it go because he knew they were stealing it. And now that we're in the position that we're in now, and Alchemy is actually cleaning everything up. It is ready to go. It's transparency in the transactions. So now the money can be tracked much easier. Accounts frozen, businesses shut down. And that's why the U.S. is letting it go at this time.
All right. My final question is, how long have your bank sources gotten in touch with you and said how long people will be sitting at exchange locations without this happening? How many more days are they willing to have them sit there? Or are they sure as they could be, that this is the week we'll go? Or are they going to start pulling them back out?
Well, no. Nobody has set a time frame and told them if it's not done by Wednesday, you're going back, or Friday or Saturday. We haven't got that from anybody that's there. Now, Texas did, in fact, know that, and they had told me, like, the Friday before, if it's not done by Monday, they're sending everybody back to the branch. Tuesday, they send everybody back to the branch. So they did give me, no other location has given me that kind of information.
All right, and thank you for answering my questions. I'll turn it over to the next person, and let's have the rest of the day be a marvelous Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right. Hey, Ray, wait, before you start, they had an earthquake in North Carolina?
Yes.
So, did you feel it? You didn't feel it?
I didn't feel it. I got a new mattress delivered on Saturday. It was earthquake. Saturday morning or Sunday morning? It was Sunday morning, so I didn't feel it. And I was on my new mattress.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say a little bit of California and North Carolina, but okay.
Okay. 818. Area code, you are on.
Good morning, Tony and Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed, and I am thanking God for you, Ray, and you, Tony, for all the wonderful years that you've helped us and guided us.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I got a couple questions. The one bank that is paying the $8 for the dong, do they have many branches?
They are a top tier bank, even though it's I don't think they're in every state, guys. To tell you the truth. That was a good question. They used to be here, but they're even gone from California, I think. No, they're not. They're here. They're just not in Sacramento anymore. But it's probably a bank that little or none of you know about that's larger than you would think.
Oh. Okay. And is it located in California?
No, it used to be here in Sacramento. I don't think we have one anymore, though. Because the two locations I knew they were at both shut down. But it could be. Go ahead and talk. Let me look it up real quick, and I'll tell you. You have another question?
I have a question for Ray.
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, so I was thinking about giving a percentage of my currency that I'm holding now to my son so that he can go in and revalue it and exchange it. What are your thoughts on that?
What is the purpose for that?
The purpose is that, 11.58 million is the maximum that a person can give in a lifetime to their children or to friends in a gift. Anything over that, I'm going to have to pay 40% taxes on any gift over 11.5 million. So if I want to give more than 11.5 million to my son, I'm thinking, let me give it to him now let him handle it. So it's not even, won't be a gift. I won't be doing the RV exchange and then gifting the money to him. I'll just give him the currency now, and he can have it and go revalue it, and he can have the money.
Well, a more responsible way of doing that would be to place it in an entity and then let him be in charge of it. And he will learn how to draw salaries, benefits, spend it for the things that he would be wanting to spend it on. Thereby, you're not hit with any gift tax because you didn't give any gift to anybody. You put it in an entity and put him in charge of the entity.
Okay.
Or the utopian way is you could teach him how to create his own charity and then donate the $11 million or whatever you wanted to his charity, and then you get a tax write-off because you donated to charity.
Yeah, 501c3 or a 508a1.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're thinking?
Okay. Well, 501c3 is what I was thinking, but you might can pull it off with a 508. If you checked into it, you know more about it than I do since you brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Would that entity be a corporation that you're talking about?
If that's what you want it to be, it could be, or it could be unincorporated.
Okay. Now,
You're talking about as far as the entity, the first option. No, it would not be a corporation. It would be a trust.
Irrevocable?
Which is an unincorporated. Well, sure, you send it up for him. You don't plan to take any of it back, do you?
No, I'm not going to take it.
Right, so yeah, make it irrevocable.
Okay, yeah, we
and
talked about
he'll learn how to he'll learn how to operate in it.
Yeah, okay, that's a very good idea. We talked about irrevocable trust before. So the other thing, too, is if I put a percentage of my currency right now into an irrevocable trust, the beneficiary is my son, then that money's going in at today's value, what I bought it for. Once the trust does the exchange, the irrevocable trust does the exchange, and the currency increases in value, when I die, the beneficiary is only going to be taxed on the original value of the currency, not the increased value. Is that correct?
No, you have it all wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. Because if you place anything in trust, then when you die, that's all that's going to take place. You died. Nobody's getting anything. The trust didn't die. You died.
Yes, I understand that.
Oh, okay. Right, because see, when you place something in trust, then the trust owns that item. And the only body that gets something when you die is if you own something when you die. Then somebody gets it. But if you don't own anything, all they're going to do is go through the funeral, mourn you, be sad that you're gone, but that's about it.
Okay.
So it will have no effect on the trust when she dies, period. And she don't have to worry about tax or anything else. Well, they don't have to because the trust is already established.
Yeah, I don't want the beneficiary, my son, to have to come up with to pay a bunch of taxes. That's why I was thinking of putting the
currency. He's not going to pay any taxes because he's not going to get anything because you died.
I think the
you didn't have anything. You gave it to the trust. The trust didn't die, so why is it going to dump him a bunch of money? It's still living.
That's true, unless I put in the irrevocable trust that it gets a percentage gets dispersed or all of it gets dispersed. Well, I guess you're right. It has nothing to do with me dying.
Right.
I'm already out of the picture.
Okay.
But my question was, should I put the currency in now before I exchange the money or after?
All depends. If the entity exists already, yes. But if the entity doesn't exist, wait and do it after the exchange.
Okay. All right. Now, do you personally know someone who's already exchanged and their currencies are liquid and they've been able to withdraw the monies? Oh, this is very good. Okay. The rates are all grayed out. Okay. I think that's all my questions. Are you going to play the graduation song today?
had not been on the agenda, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, not yet. Hey, so Tony, did you find out that little bank that's paying the $8 for the dong? If they have
I
branches
found
or where
out
they're looking?
That little bank has 1,500 locations, 2,000 ATMs, and they're located in 16 states.
So we have to figure out which one it is. Okay.
I gave you everything you need to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, you're wonderful. What a sweetheart. Okay, and why are they saying that we have to exchange in the state where we live?
I don't know why they're doing it. They don't want people traveling all across the country or trying to next year cause taxes situation. No idea. They write the rules. We play the game.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. God bless you. I pray for God's continued favor to be upon you in everything that you do and everywhere you go and whoever you talk to, and that God's angels protect you and your families now and in the future.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. That's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
313 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. How you guys doing today?
Good afternoon.
Good morning. Super fantastic. How are you?
I am super fantastic, and I am also what Ray say. I can't remember, Ray, but I'm going to write it down so I can remember so I can repeat that one, too. But I am super fantastic, just wonderful. And if this RP don't happen in a minute, I have something else that I want to share with you guys that can also create us financial wealth. But we're going to keep on waiting for the RP for a moment, but I still also have another plan. We got to have a plan B. So, but
okay, but if this RV don't happen in a minute, give it 2 minutes. All right.
Give it 2 minutes. Okay, I'll give it 2. I'll go along with that. Okay, so now I wanted to ask, a lady was talking about a movie saying backstabbing for beginners, a movie, and I've been trying to find that movie, and I don't know where to find it. Is it in Netflix, or have you watched the movie yet?
Wait a minute. I got to go look it up because you said Backstabbing for Beginners. Oh, that is the name of it. Look. Well, I have not watched it yet.
So she didn't mention where to go watch the movie. She just asked you to watch it. And I don't know where to go to look at the movie because I went to Netflix. I went to Comcast On Demand, doing the on the search bar, and I haven't been able to find that movie. So whenever she comes back on, well, she's on today, but if she let us know where to go find the movie to be able to watch it.
Okay.
Another question. Is the bank that's paying the $8 on the dong? Is it in the state of Michigan?
Look, I don't know. You have to figure it out, or wait till the RV, and I'll tell you guys. I'm not gonna do every single state. Listen, I gave you guys all the information, and people have already texted me back with their response. So it's really not that hard to figure it out. Okay, the movie's on Prime Video, Amazon.
Oh, it's on Amazon. Okay, great. Thanks for letting me know. Also, I bank with Bank of America, and we've always had security. I don't know of us never not having security, and I don't think it's due to COVID. Because we had security even before COVID. Most of all of our banks have security.
You know what? My experience is it depends on the neighborhood. Okay? Does it require security? Because most of the banks I go to don't, because it doesn't require it. Now, there are neighborhoods, I'm sure they already have security in the parking lot and inside the bank. So it's going to be different, I guess, upon location.
Okay, I've never seen security in the parking lot, but and it's not that the neighborhood is requiring security. It's just that that's one of the things. They always have security here in our banks. We've always had security. Maybe it's just this state. I don't know. But we've always had security. Okay, well, that's my questions for today. And thank you guys. And you have a wonderful rest of the day. And now, Ray, tell me what you say so I can write it down, so I can make sure that I make that a part of my the second, what do you say?
Fantabulous er to the nth degree.
Fantabulous er to the nth degree.
To the nth degree.
Are you saying to the nth degree or to the
nth? Nth.
Nth. N-T-H to the nth degree.
Right.
Fabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I've got to figure out what that one actually means. Now, super fantastic. That's easy to understand what that means. But that fabulous, sir, to the nth degree. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm trying to figure it out.
That's the only thing I learned in geometry. The nth degree.
Okay, well, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love Super Fantastic, too. When I say I am super fantastic, it just brightens up people's spirits. It's just like, oh, yeah, well, welcome. Come on in. We want you in here. Come on in. And I love to be welcome like that. Now, when I say fantabular to the nth degree, they're going to say, what? What are you saying?
Fantabular.
They might not. Say that again, Ray.
Don't leave out the lust. Fantabulous-er.
Oh, fantabulous-er. Okay,
right.
That makes a difference.
Big difference.
Yes. Thank you so much, you guys, and have a wonderful day. Have a fantabulous-er day,
yes, ma'am.
To the nth degree, and you have a super fantastic day. Tony.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay.
209 area code. You're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, and this is Oh Happy Days. When I started,
okay.
When I called in for my question, you brought up something, and that is because we haven't got the money, and because I've tried many times to get different people lined up for this, I do have a trust attorney, and I do have an annuity guy, and I was thinking, and I hadn't talked to them. I don't know if this is going to work or if it's even right. I was going to set up, I have 8, 9 grandchildren. I was going to set up a trust for each one of them, but I was going to do an annuity and put the trust in the annuity's name with their name on it. Am I thinking wrong?
No.
So
you're
I
not
can't
thinking
do
that? Wrong. Sure, that's how
so
you plan to fund the trust with the annuity. Okay.
Okay.
You said you want to do one for each child, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it. That's good to know. Tony, I was going to ask you what state, but you said not to. So how do we figure it out? Do we go on the internet and say what bank is in 18 states?
I have
how
no
we
idea.
Figure out where that bank? Okay,
I have
you're
no
not
idea.
Telling.
But you know what? I put out the information. It took somebody less than 60 seconds to send it right back to me and say, this is the bank. So it can't be that difficult, right?
Oh, I wish you would tell us how they did it then, because my 72-year-old brain is trying to figure it out. Okay. All right. My initial question was going to be the significance of the tweet that you sent out, Ray, about how important, you know, they said that this was supposed to have been done by July 31st. Oops, sorry, for the economic well-being of that country, Iraq. And here we are, August 10th. So I'm not sure what the significance is now of the tweet you sent out about economic, they're firing with President Trump on August 20th. I'm kind of confused. What does that really mean? Or have I confused you?
You confused me because I thought you were talking to Ray. But anyway, they're trying
either
to find out what the okay.
Well,
you said okay. You're trying to find out what we feel the significance is between the meeting they were going to have and the meeting that's scheduled now, which was last
yes.
week, and now on the 21st.
Yes,
okay.
But all this was supposed to have been done by July 31st in order for the country Iraq to be established. Otherwise, they were going to go, like, into bankruptcy, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember them going into bankruptcy, because a lot of things probably could have happened since then. So
okay.
They were, they were trying to get it done by the end of the month. But as I've told you guys several times, if not 100 over the years, watch what they do, not what they say. Because one thing they do or say is, this has to be done by this time, or we're going to do it by this time, or this is going to happen. But then the plan always changes. So they get none of the punishment and none of the rewards that they were supposed to. So we just have to watch it. That's all. We all thought it was going to be done by that time and should have been done for international reasons, for banking reasons, to pay their salaries, everything else. Then they went and got the loan. And, you know, so there's a lot of things happening along the way. We're just going to have to continue to follow it. I thought it should have been done before last Thursday, so Iraq don't look like they're coming over here getting permission to do it or begging to do it. I mean, I think it should be done before the 21st for those same reasons. It wasn't done Thursday, but the meeting was changed. So maybe that's why it didn't happen, because everybody was told it was going to happen on Thursday, and it didn't. But nobody so far I know of is being told it's going to happen on the 21st. They still think it's going to happen this week. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. And, Ray, just to clarify something, do you do the annuity first and in that person's name and then go and get the trust, or you can't get the trust without the annuity, correct?
No, you can't get the annuity without getting the trust.
So do the trust first. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to ask, because this is so close, I keep watching my tweets every hour. I have my alarm set. That was my alarm you heard go off. And I'll go check the TNT to see if there's been a tweet sent out. Well, I've been checking all night last night, and I actually didn't get your tweet of yesterday until that was sent 17 hours before. I didn't get it until 17 hours later. So my next question would, if we're not getting the tweet like that, I did get today's tweet on time, but if you're not, in case it doesn't happen, another way is to watch the active board?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys answered all my questions.
You're talking about getting the tweet about the RV?
Well, any tweet. I watch for your tweets, like on Monday, Wednesday, Friday's call. So I'm always checking from 7 o'clock on to see if you tweeted something. And so yesterday's tweet actually didn't show up until this morning, 17 hours later for me. Although your Monday call tweet showed up just on time. So I was asking if I didn't get a tweet like for 17 hours later and it was the 800 number, where else could I be watching for it? And the only thing I could think of was the active board.
Okay, so that's what I was getting to. You're worried about getting the RV tweet, the 800 number,
yes,
and that. Then, okay. Yes. So, yeah, on our site, but more importantly, and I tell you guys, you need to set, like you set your alarm, go to Yahoo Finance, go to Currency Calculator, go to all of them, and set alarms on them. And they will notify you when the rate changes. So you have more than one source. And if they notify you that you haven't gotten our tweet, then go to our site, and the information is there. But don't rely on one way of finding out.
Okay, so you said Yahoo Finance, but I didn't catch the second one.
Currency Calculator or any of the calculators, and they do that. And they let you set alarms so they'll notify you when there is a rate change.
Okay. All right. All right. I think that was all I had. Oh, you played the birthday song for me last Monday, which I'm very grateful for. But I have to tell you, what it says, you hope you receive many presents. In 72 years, I think I've received the most presents after you played that song. So thank you.
Oh, wow. Great. You're welcome.
So thank you for that. All right.
Okay.
Glad it worked out.
What?
You said glad it worked out for you.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. I'm out.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. You know, I don't believe any of us that are on this call are school-age children. We've done all the school that we're going to do, most of us. We're finished with school. It's years behind us. So I don't think it's that big of a deal if the nth degree is from algebra or if it's from geometry. It's definitely not worth being banned over. 330 Erico, you're on.
Happy Monday, Brother Ray, Brother Tony. This is Buckeye Guy. How y'all doing?
Hey,
doing
good.
Hey,
how you doing?
Man, I've been listening, but I ain't been able to call in for a while. I just wanted to clarify a few questions I had, and I'm feeling good about this again, once again. So I was wondering, you had mentioned at one time, Tony, that when we go to exchange the ZEM, that say we didn't have a Wells Fargo location near us or whatever, they would be at that exchange center that we would go to. Is that a true statement?
Now, listen to what you just said. You said that I said
it. I said it probably backwards.
And then you're going to ask me, is it true?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I think. It's Monday. I just got home from Dallas.
Okay. I can believe that one. So, let me tell you. If I say it, then it must be true. Okay.
Right. There's a reason. There's a reasoning behind it.
I don't know. Now, I'm telling you what the bank has told me. So,
okay.
When you say, is it true? They say, well, did you just make that up to tell us something? Or is it true?
No.
I mean, really?
Listen, with what I'm asking actually is to set up my next question.
Okay.
So, say I wanted to exchange with Regions Bank. Are they going to be available at every exchange location as well?
No. And what I said, first of all, Regions is not taking the Zim. But second
right.
of all, he said that if you're in a state where his bank isn't at, you will still have an opportunity in that state, not every location.
Okay. So you would have to actually go to the state where that would be if you wanted to exchange with a specific bank.
No.
Okay.
People said Wells Fargo is not in Arkansas.
Okay.
So he said during the exchange, we will have a way to exchange in Arkansas. Okay? So they're going to have, like I always said, a brother bank, sister bank, someone that relates to them so you can do your exchange with Wells Fargo.
I gotcha. Yeah, because my goal is I have three different currencies, and my goal is to contract rate at the highest for each currency. So I may be going to more than one bank.
Okay, so listen. So I can clear this up for you guys today again. Wells Fargo is the foundation bank for the exchange. They are the only one that I'm aware of right now that is going to take every single currency. They're the only one that I'm aware of right now that's going to take every single customer that walks through the door because they are the foundation bank. Now, some of them that are going to ask them to move their accounts within the next 30 days because they don't want them, but they have to exchange them and keep them for at least 30 days. So Wells Fargo is the only bank that I know that has contract rates on every currency.
Gotcha. Okay. And then this is probably geared towards Ray. I'm not sure, but I thought at one time you had said or somebody did that there was a cap on how much you could actually put in a single trust. Was there a limit to how much you can put in a single trust?
No.
Did you say no?
I know of no limit that you can put into a trust.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Hey, man, I think that's it. I'm still trying to put together the pieces of the puzzle. But
yes, sir.
Sorry about that question. It was a little bit off, I think, from what I was trying to ask. But you clarified
right.
it real well.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Right.
Take care, sir.
All right, thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. 727, Eric, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's Walt.
Hey,
how you doing? From the traffic jam in Washington as I head back for another load of explosives. I'm curious, Tony, the rioting or the protesting, if they closed off the green zone, that kind of brings the green zone to a halt. Did the government respond with any sort of security presence, or basically just let them be? You know.
So I didn't hear, and we haven't heard about any response.
to there. Nobody shot, killed, arrested, none of that. None of the stuff that happened in Chicago yesterday happened in Baghdad.
Okay. Do you find that to be a good thing, or because you've always, I think you've always kind of been pro-protest from the Iraqi citizens, because it's a motivator for the government to get something done.
Well, I always think taking action is better than sitting on your hands, doing nothing, hoping, wishing, and praying that something happens, because actions make people react versus just sitting there. But there's different actions, and what Iraq did the first time, starting back in October, was they shut the country down. They shut down the green zone. They shut down all the other little cities. They shut down their bridges. They stopped transportation. They stopped income in the country for 6-7 days in a row. And Iraq said, hey, we can't do this because they can't do that, you know. If they turn around and do that same thing starting today, rest of the week, right in the middle of COVID, right in the middle of him going to take his trip, they're going to have to take some actions. And the only actions they want is the reforms. And what they've been hearing about, the monetary reform, you think is the easiest thing to do or the quickest thing where they can see change. Everything else, jobs, education, fairness, is going to take months and some of even years before they really see the benefit of that. So they're tired of talking about the money. They're tired of being told it was going to be done. Because remember, guys, they were going to riot when they said, hey, it's going to take us 60 days to do the monetary reform. And we said, no way. I said, no way is Iraq going to last another 60 days without doing that. That's just crazy. People calmed down. And they protested that first week or so. And then we're told this happening. And he came, kept making his announcements. Everybody calmed down. Well, the 60 days is up on August 15th, I think. 16th, that's your 60 days. Exactly what you said you're going to do if it goes that far. Now, we thought it would come out a little early, and hopefully it will. But if it goes that far, then that's their 60 days. They have something to get back out in the streets about at that point. So I don't see anything wrong with it, and I think it's a good thing letting them know we're starting to build up right now for what's going to happen if you don't do what you said. But I'm still expecting it this week. I'm hoping and praying for it tomorrow, because I know it's not happening today. But I'm still expecting it to get done this week.
Sure. Well, I, from your lips to God's ears is how I like to put it. Yep.
All right.
Are there any of the Iraqi banks, affiliated banks, that are in the U.S. now?
Yes, they do have branches in the U.S. now.
You don't happen to know if there's any in Seattle, do you?
I do not. But there's this thing called Google. I would highly recommend it.
Or you can ask Alexa.
Alexa.
Do what?
I said, or he can ask Alexa.
Oh, ask Alexa. Okay.
Alexa. Then I guess my smartphone has a stupid operator. And I don't mean Siri.
Okay.
I mean the one holding it. Yeah, the one holding it. No answer yet. I put a note on the forum when your tweet came out, and I put my name on it so that I know you think that you would know then who sent the message, because I still don't have an answer on the magic ingredient of the barbecue That being the pork. I don't have an answer to that yet. But
okay, let me tell you the answer. Let me tell you the answer. The difference in North Carolina barbecue and Washington State barbecue is the pig was raised in North Carolina. So it's going to be North Carolina barbecue. Okay.
Egg, oh, I see. Okay.
There's no other
exactly
difference.
Barbecue. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I... I told you my phone didn't have a smart operator. Okay, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right.
And, Matt, all right, I hope tomorrow is our day. Yep.
Me too.
Me too. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right. 334 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. How are you all today?
Hi. And if you are
super
fantastic.
Good. Good. It's good to be on the call today. I usually don't get on the call. I listen online, but I have a question that I haven't had answered yet online. And the reason I don't get on the calls is because usually my questions are answered by people who ask better questions than I do. So my name is Terry from Alabama. And I live in a small rural area in Alabama, less than 12,000 people. And I wanted to ask about the humanitarian project. My church adopt a village in Guatemala every year, and we go down twice a year, bring clothes, food, dig wells, build huts, things like that. And I want to do something like that in Africa, but since I am remote, over 65 years old, don't know much about that. I wanted to ask if you or Ray will be doing something like that, that people like me can help you all to do that.
You know, it's funny that a guy sent me a text. I'm not even going to send it out to you guys. It's about the United Allied States. I don't know if you guys ever heard of them.
Okay.
They elected their first president yesterday. The United Allied States. President of a sovereign entity. United Allies. Now, he called me. He was all panicked about this stuff because he thought it was the U.S. and the cabal and this and all that. So I look at it, and it's a few people who decided they're going to create their own country, their own government, their own police force. They elected their own president. They got three people in their Congress. But the country that they're trying to take over is Africa, all of Africa. Mm. They decided it's going to be their country. So I get concerned, and I'm getting to the point, going overseas, and actually any country, trying to get involved in it when I don't really know the laws. I'm not part of it because people lose a lot of the money they send over there, a lot of the help stuff they send over there just ends up in the wrong hands. So I'm not telling you don't help the people because I love it when people go over. It's just something I'm not comfortable with.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
That is really good enough for me because that was my concern too.
Yeah.
That's why I knew if I asked you and Ray if you all were going to be involved, I knew I could get involved with if you were involved, but I don't just trust anybody.
Right. And there's corruption in this country, without a doubt. There's corruption in this government, without a doubt. But it is nothing like overseas. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's just nothing like overseas. So, and that's it. I don't mean this administration. When I said that, I meant this government, the U.S. government. It's corruption just like everybody else. It's just not on the same level as everybody else.
Okay. Okay. I do want to do some things in this community. Like there are a lot of old churches that need to be refurbished or even rebuilt. There are a lot of young women that are single parents that most of the time from house to house because they're like homeless most of the time. Because, like I said, it's a very poor county. And I do want to do something like that here in Alabama to help. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, too, because that was the only question that I have, but I wanted to comment on another lady's question about the tweets. She said that she received the tweet like 17 hours later. Well, see, I received it like 17 hours later, but I received the tweet first immediately when, Ray, when you sent it out. But because when I dismissed it, it kept coming back like every 6 hours, 7 hours, 17 hours, 11 hours. So I'm thinking she's not going in and looking at it. She's just dismissing it as it pop up on her phone. Because that's what happened with me. If I go in and just dismiss it and not reply or not look at it, it'll keep coming up. So that might be helpful to her, you know, instead of trying to figure out, do I go in and check this and check this? Because your tweets do come. I mean, they are really on time all of the time. Or it could be her carrier also. So that was just a little information.
Thank you.
But thank you all so much, and you all have a blessed day, and I look forward to listening to everybody else. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 972, area code.
They know it,
hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Danny, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm sitting here with my mother, and this old carpenter is trying to help her figure out how to do a computer thing, and it's almost humorous, yeah. But it gives me an excuse to get out of the sun. I've got a question about a Tier 1 bank with 16 locations. What was it? No, 16 states, 15 locations, and 2,500 ATMs. Was that right, Tony?
Nope.
Was that the...
It was.
That wasn't the number.
1,500 locations and 2,000 ATMs.
All right. Well, that'll help. But I'm not going to ask such a simple question as, is it in Texas? I'm not going to ask that unless you wanted to give me that answer. but now that I got the numbers, maybe the family can come up with some answers. That's going to be good. Okay, that was really my only question. I am looking forward to Tuesday. My daughter, who's in Maryland, texted me and said, "Daddy, has this got to happen at the same time, the dinar and the donk?" And I assured her that it does. And, of course, if it doesn't, Ray gave us a formula a long time ago for how he was going to handle it if it didn't come out at the same time. And I keep reflecting back on that. The other thing I guess that comes to mind is CIA asked if there was anything significantly penalizing if it didn't happen. And I sure remember some of those conversations that you informed us of. But with them coming on the 20th or the 21st of this month, is it your thought that that would be after the revaluation or before?
My thought,
just your
is,
thought.
Just like last week, it would make sense to do it before for their own citizens and country, and like they did it and then went to the U.S. in a position of strength versus going to the U.S. with their hat in their hand and saying, "Sir, please fill this up," you know, or
yeah,
begging, or like they were forced to agree to our terms in order to get their money. Because they're coming just to talk about terms. How many soldiers, how long, what we're going to do, even though the economy, how much we're going to invest into it, how we're going to help their education. It's all about what we're willing to do for them. So it's a negotiation which is taking place. But as far as
right.
the currency itself being a sovereign country, it would look better actually to the whole world if they did it before they came versus while here or after they go back saying, you know, they got paid off or they had to beg to do this or that. It just looks better. Optics look better.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I agree with that general principle, but I'm also thinking – every time we've made a prediction like this, it hasn't worked out. So I'm gonna hedge on the other side of that and just say they'll do it after they make that visit, but who knows? One of us will be right on that one, I think. We'll figure it out. Are they still surrounding the green zone?
They are surrounding the green zone as of this morning. And here's the difference, guys, in Iraq and Chirac. I don't know if you guys know what happened with Chirac over the weekend or not.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay. The difference in Iraq is they just blocked off things, stopped transportation, stopped the flow of money. That's all. They're just saying, hey, we're going to shut down the economy, which is the smartest thing you could ever do to affect government and government leaders. And really get them to make, because once you affect their pocket immediately, then you'll see some change. And they know it worked once, so they're going to do it again. Now, the difference in what Iraq is doing now and what happened in Libya and what happened, you know, and maybe he's doing the, during the spring. In Chicago, you know, they breaking out windows, breaking in stores, looting. And this is the first time ever. I don't care. You know, and this was just, the mayor of Chicago said it was just a criminal act. That's all. They didn't really have anything to protest. Well, they were, but it was misinformation. They were giving bad information, so people went out in the streets, protested, didn't find out till later it was wrong. But the fact they were just looting, robbing, starting fires was the first time ever during any riot that I actually heard of people actually going into a bank, which is what they did. That's the first time ever that has ever occurred. But that's the difference in just nonsense and what Iraq is doing, trying to force change through the economic process over there that they see doing. And that was just a weekend. That's just the difference between the two. So when I look at Iraq, I said, okay, you guys figured out last time, shutting the economy down, change your whole administration, change everything people were doing, and it was a good lesson. And they're willing to repeat it. And they started today. So we'll see. I will not be shocked to see the RV tomorrow. I won't be shocked to see it this week, especially if they keep going down that road, which is blocking it off, and if it spreads throughout the country like it did last time.
Well, that's a reasonable expectation. Let's root for tomorrow, and then we'll go from there. I guess that's all I got for today. I appreciate it, and I'm going to get back to this computer before it whips me. See you later.
Hey, tell your mama I said hi. I appreciate
you. She's right here.
Cracking that whip on you. Okay.
All right. All right. See you guys.
All right.
Take care.
Hey.
All right, sir. Let's wrap it up time.
Okay, guys. Nice, quiet weekend. Nothing super fantastic happened, but time is moving on. Most of the banks, except for Texas, are still sitting there, still expecting it to happen. So
We know we were supposed to get some information this morning that you guys probably want to know. So hopefully if I get it this afternoon, we'll tweet it out or Ray will put it in the forum, but we'll try and get it to you. So the latest and greatest. But we're still looking good. Banks are still looking for this week. The Iraqi citizens are still trying to force it to happen now. And more importantly, every government, our government, their government said it is going to happen. So that's what we need to look for. So, all right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day because that's what I'm going to do. And if something does happen again, we'll tweet it out to you, stick it in the forum, or do a call if that's what it takes. So I'll see you when I see you. Ray?
Okay, that's going to do it for this session, and we'll be back Wednesday with our regularly scheduled call, unless something dynamic happens in between now and then. Time will tell. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
that it's gonna get better. To the single parents, go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Oh, won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it,
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.